This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start in Beaumont. This is a case that we've talked about years ago, and now it seems the city of Beaumont has reached a settlement in a developer transportation fee case that could have cost the city as much as $67 million.
Yeah, Ken, if you'll remember, the city had held out on contributing to this transportation uniform mitigation fund that all of Western Riverside County cities had agreed to pay. And in 2014, there was a court judgment against the city that found the city owed $43 million. Well, over the past 3 years, that amount with interest and penalties has added up to about $67 million. Now, the city has reached a settlement with the Western Riverside Council of Governments to pay close to $30 million, but they'll be able to do it in increments over time, so it's not going to sock their budget all at once. The city is going to be given credit for about $10 million worth of improvements to freeway interchanges that have already been built. The city will give up a share of the half-cent sales tax beginning in 2022 for about the next 15, 16 years, up to $9.4 million. And also, the city has agreed to pay the legal fees in the cost of the lawsuit that the city and the regional agency are going to bring against the former city officials who've been charged with corruption to try to get that money, to recover that money from them.
Interesting. Yeah, I was going to ask you that. If this case was from back in the municipal corruption days of a few years ago in the city of Beaumont?
Well, it's all related because the former city manager, Alan Kapanikas, the former police chief, the former city attorney, former finance director, and several others were charged with public corruption. They were charged with conflicts of interest and embezzlement and misappropriation of city funds. The city decided to withhold this Transportation Uniform Mitigation Fund, or TUMF, money during the tenures of those officials. And so, again, the city and the regional agency may try to recover that money from them. And if they get any kind of a judgment, the city will give up about $8 million of that to the regional agency, again, to make up for having withheld the TUMP funds.
Interesting. Okay, next, Governor Jerry Brown came to the Inland Empire. He was in Riverside this past week to try to rally support from local legislators for his car tax proposal to fund roadway repairs.
Right. He kind of brought his show on the road to demonstrate what poor condition our roads and bridges are in, and to kind of push the Inland Empire legislators who are not completely sold on the idea to support the proposal. In particular, Senator Richard Roth of Riverside, a Democrat, said he had not made up his mind, and as well, Senator Connie Leyva from the west end of San Bernardino County. Now, Roth didn't attend the event that Brown held, but, you know, Brown did use some Inland Empire road problems to demonstrate how badly the repairs are needed. In fact, the backdrop for the event included a photo of that Interstate 15 roadside collapse that took down a San Bernardino County fire truck. And, you know, Senator Roth does need the governor's support because he's trying again to get that help for the four new cities. The bill has passed twice and governor has vetoed it both times. But Roth told the Press Enterprise he's not looking at it in terms of getting the governor's support. He's evaluating it on its own merits.
Okay. Also, doesn't the governor have some work to do here in the Inland Empire? There's a Riverside County supervisor seat still vacant, and he has to appoint it?
Correct. This is the vacancy that was created when John Benoit died the day after Christmas. And it's possible that Brown might have come to town to interview the two finalists that we know of, Coachella City Councilman and former Assemblyman V. Manuel Perez, and Elizabeth Romero, the Vice President of the Riverside County Board of Education. Both of them attended the governor's event, according to my former colleague Jeff Horseman of the Press Enterprise.
Any idea on the timing of this appointment, on when the governor might make it?
Well, I ran it to Chuck Washington, the Riverside County Supervisor, who was appointed by Brown to the last vacancy when Jeff Stone was elected to the state Senate. And he said, you know, the timing now is just about how long it took for the governor to appoint to that vacancy, about 3.5 months.
Oh, so we could very well be seeing that before too long.
Any day now.
All right. Next, the Trump administration is clearing the way for a controversial plan to pump water out of the Mojave Desert.
Yeah, this is the Cadiz project. It's been through the San Bernardino County planning process. The county approved the project. The Obama administration had put up kind of a roadblock. The company's plan was to use a railroad right-of-way to run the water pipes along, and the Obama administration would have required it to undergo environmental reviews. The Trump administration has kind of pulled the rug out from under that roadblock. However, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who, of course, was instrumental in getting the Mojave Desert Preserve put in place, she accused the Bureau of Land Management of putting profits before public interest. She said the project could take 10 times more water from the aquifer than can naturally be recharged by rainfall. And she said the project shouldn't be allowed to avoid those environmental reviews that other projects undergo. But, you know, there is one thing I do want to say about it, Ken, and none of this water would serve San Bernardino or Riverside counties. Cadiz has a deal with the Santa Margarita Water District in Orange County, so the water would be taken from the desert here and sent down to Mission Viejo, Ladera Ranch, and communities around there.
Is there possible litigation in this whole thing in the future, you think?
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Now, we recorded this segment with Cassie yesterday morning, and in the meantime, the legislature passed the transportation package in both houses of the legislature late last night. So we've got an update. Inland Empire Democratic Senators Richard Roth of Riverside and Connie Leyva of Chino both voted yes, according to this morning's press enterprise, and that allowed the bill to pass. Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.